swag.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Outcast podcast. We have another episode, and today my special guest is
Alicia Lee.
I'm so excited you're here. You have no idea. Like, when I first thought about the podcast, I had a whole list of names, and you were definitely like near the top, if not the top. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Like, first of all, where have you been?
I've been about.
Where have you been? Because it's been a while since. Like, I know you're active on social media doing a lot, but like, it's been a while since you've been in like one place doing one thing. I know you've been jet setting all over the world doing all sorts of stuff. So just explain what's been going on.
Well, what's been going on? Since I last released my EP 2015, that was back in 2015.
Banging, by the way. I'm going to talk about that. We'll carry on.
We'll get to that. I've just been mainly working on songwriting, working with other artists, different producers, working on their projects and singles. So I kind of put more of my focus into that as opposed to me as an artist, just because I wanted to. It was always something I wanted to get into. I've always writing for myself, but I wanted to explore other avenues, especially being more collaborative as well. So yeah, that's when I was that's where I've been, and now it's that time where I'm ready to come back, do my thing, as well as continuing working and collaborating and songwriting for other artists and producers. So yes, everything's going on now.
Yeah, it's everything. I love it. I saw on Instagram recently that you were in the States. Like, explain that. Was that a holiday? Was that a business trip? Or what?
In the States. Well, I was out there twice. The first one was basically like just networking, meeting up with people, producers, and just like hanging out and vibes. And then the second time I went, a bit of the same, but more for my birthday. I just wanted to enjoy myself, like live life. But I also did still link up with producers and different people and get to meet different artists as well. So, yeah, it was a bit of both. Okay. So, yeah.
Over, let's say, over the last five... No, you've been... How long have you been in this game for? Let people know.
I would say since about 2008/9. Okay, but
so practically 10 years. Let's round it up.
We can say 10 years, but that's when I started taking AL or Alicia Lee as the artist.
Okay.
That's when that kind of started. But before that, I had always been in the studio. Like, I was working with Jamma, Scare Dem Crew. So then that was always happening. That was from when we were like teenagers. Uh-huh. So it was inevitable that I was going to end up doing it. I just didn't know whether like I really wanted to push myself seriously. Right. But it was around 2008, 2009. That's when I was just like, yeah. It's me.
It's on now.
It's time. Yeah, exactly.
What I love about you is that I've been following your music for a long time.
Thank you.
Like, I'm a dedicated fan. Like that, I'm a super fan.
Thank you so much.
Like, and I will say to you before, obviously we started, like I was listening to 2015 or 2015.
Yeah.
And it is actually like a timeless project.
Oh, thank
you. When I was this, I was like, yo, this is like, this could be released again, like today, and it would still have relevance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was doing a little bit by looking at your website and stuff, and it actually does say that you're very versatile. Like, you can be diverse in various different genres, which is amazing. Like, how are you able to adapt and be so like creative? It could come naturally, or something you thought, oh, I've always wanted to do, or explain that process.
I think it's definitely something I feel that's always been inside me. Mm-hmm. It's ever since I was young, I've always been interested in music, dance, creativity. I've always had that in me. And my mum, she noticed that, and she put me into like dance schools, singing classes and all of that. And I think doing those things as well, like magnified that feeling even more.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, yeah, it was inevitable that that was going to be happening. I've always been in that, and I'm just always inspired by so many different things, different people, different genres. I listen to different types of music. I like, there's so much music I like, and there's some tracks you'll be like really like left. You know, like left and then left again and then another left. And so I just get inspired by loads of different types of things, and somehow I just input those elements into what I do. And that's why I've always wanted to make sure that I explore all of that, and I've still got a lot more exploring to do, because you're always inspired by different sounds, what you see, and Yeah, so it's always been, I've just always used what I like, really, to kind of put into my music and, yeah.
Explain the J Dilla project, because that is, like, one thing I said to a lot of, are you independent? Are you signed? Are you, like...
No, I'm independent.
Right, so this is a great conversation to have. One thing I tell a lot of artists is that we kind of get stuck within the UK, within this conservative mindset. We don't like to go outside the box as independent artists. You, on the other hand, you went proper, like, left and decided to do something that was so creative. I don't think many people would have thought of doing a project like the J Dilla project, if that makes sense. So explain, like, the process behind that. What made you think, oh, I woke up in the in this morning with an idea and say, oh, I'm going to do this and collaborate this. Like, what was the story behind that?
What's crazy is what actually happened was I'd done a track called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
And I loved the beat so much. I've always loved the beat, but I didn't know who produced it.
Right.
And then another incident happened where I was chilling with Footsteps. Shout out Footsteps, big boy producer.
Yeah.
And Footsteps and Jermaine, we were just chilling, and then there was an instrumental, J Dilla instrumental, and I was like, oh, I want to do something over this instrumental. Mm-hmm. And then Jermaine was sick, like, singing I'm a Boss, but he was not doing it matching the beat.
Right.
It was like, you know, like, oh, it was so annoying. Like,
yeah, I can imagine.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah, so I was like to him, like, come on, bruv, at least try and match it to the beat. Right. And then Footsteps was like, why don't you? Ding.
Ding.
That was that. And then, so I said, you know what, let me do this. Let me do a cover of it. Uh-huh. And then I realised that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because I went to look and see who actually made the song. Right, I know Q-Tip, but who? And then I saw J Dilla, and I'm just like, wow. Right, cool, that's one. And then obviously the I'm a Boss, that's two.
Right.
And then I just had this mad J Dilla frenzy, because I've always loved his beats, but it was just kind of like crazy to me that so many tracks that I loved from back in the day, he produced.
Right.
And so I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to go through a frenzy, find the beats, write original material to it, and just put it out. And that's exactly...
I think you're very... I know you're very good at that. Because I've seen, even on the 2015 project, there was one instrumental used from the internet.
Yes.
And I was just like, yo, like, to hear that song, and then the way you put a flip on it was just like... It was like a brand new song to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't trying, like, a lot of songs that people try and do and use the remix or whatever and think, oh yeah, it's a copycat. Like, you totally switched it up. And I've seen that pattern in, like, your music. When you use other instrumentals or you do remixes, you actually make it your own.
Yeah.
Which is very, very good. Like, not many people can do that. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Definitely, man. We got a lot to talk about. I've got 3 pages here, mate.
Page one
is done. That's out the window. Afropuffs, explain that to me now, because now we're going to get into some good stuff. Explain the Afropuffs.
The Afropuffs is a cartoon animation series about 3 females, young girls, uni students, called Tina, Jaina, and Mariah.
Right.
And they're just living their best life. It's like, it's lit. And they're just there to, like, aid, inspire, you know, young girls, especially, you know, all females, but especially black females, because we do get a lot of rubbish, you know, and it's just something nice to, like, enjoy. And we've had a lot of feedback, a lot of people that they're just so inspired, and it's beautiful to see that. So it's really good. I play Mariah,
right?
So I do the voice for Mariah, and it's lit. Like, it's just fun. Like, the guy that actually creates it, his name's Glenn, and he's based out in Amsterdam, and he's amazing. Like, the animation, the work that goes into the animation is
really good.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, the little snippets you see take hours.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hours to do. So, yeah, hold tight, Glenn, and hold tight, Holly, as well. She plays Tina.
Right.
So, yeah, like...
I love you, your uniqueness in the fact that you can add the patter in there.
Yeah.
You're just yourself. Do you know what I mean? You have to try and be all fancy, whatever. You're just... And it's so real. Like, I can see you doing that for other shows? Like, would you want to do voiceover work for
definitely
experience?
Definitely. It's something that I've always been interested in doing, but I've never really delved right into trying to find out, oh, what do I need to do and whatnot. But recently, ever since as well, even before, just before I started getting into Afropuffs, I was looking into how to do voiceovers and things like that. So I just feel like it's all a part of
it.
Exactly. So that's definitely something I would like to do more of in the future.
And what would you say the kind of the statement behind Afropuffs for you personally when it comes to inspiring women or young black women or just women in general? Like, what's your kind of the statement that you're trying to put on it?
I just want like everyone to know, like black women, white women, every woman, Asian woman, whatever nationality you are, that like you're beautiful, you can do this, you can do whatever you want, and there's nothing wrong with you being confident and being happy in yourself and not having to listen to what other people think, especially if it's in a negative light as well.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, pushing yourself, going for what you want and still having fun.
Yeah.
Because I think as well, a lot of people, they work hard, but they don't have any play. And it's like, you, what are you doing? You're just working so hard. And when are you enjoying? And then obviously there's some people that are very extreme that just play every day, every day.
Yeah.
And there's no work. So it's about like finding the balance. And I think with the girls, they're uni students, they get their grade, but at the same time, they know how to have fun and enjoy themselves as well. So I think that's the message. Just, you know, be you, enjoy yourself, live your best life and work hard.
Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. And I love how you said it because it comes across in your persona as well, because you're a very confident person. You don't care. Like, I've seen you. Like, you're blue today, but then you're a different color tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you're very kind of eccentric in a lot of ways and you're just, you know, like loud in a very positive way.
That's good.
And to kind of be inspiring in that way and just like saying, oh yeah, I do what I want, which we'll talk about as well. It's just, it's just very inspiring. So as coming on to that, explain that, because like I saw the video, I saw the ad.
Yeah.
It was 2 days ago and it was so funny. It was so, the way you just bust that into like, you can't do nothing for you. I was like, yes. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. So explain that. You have to explain that story.
Well, do you know something? Like, I don't know. I see myself as like, you know, you don't want to big up your chest like that, but I don't know, like, you know.
Big it up, man. Big it up.
The female Donald Glover of Hackney.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I see myself as not just doing music, not just doing like voiceovers or not just songwriting. Like, I can do a lot.
Right.
I've been advised in the past to just focus on just that and, you know, when that happens, then you can do that. Mm. But I'm a bit on the fence about that kind of mentality because it's like, if you know that you can do these things, why not show that and why not implement that into what you're doing?
Right.
So for me, with the advert, it was just something like I've always wanted to do, like kind of like comedy and people have always been like, oh, if you don't make it in music, you can do comedy. And it's like, excuse you, like, I'm gonna make it in music do comedy.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But obviously the song, you know, you're talking about, it's talking about what I want. And I think as well, a lot of people aren't doing what they want. They think they are, but they're not. And with the track and with the advert, it was kind of like, you know, in a way, it's a serious message, like, are you actually doing what you want? If you're not, like, maybe we can help you. We might not be able to give you, like, £1 million if you want to be a millionaire, but we can definitely give you advice on ways of how to accumulate that and find out if you're doing the right steps and what steps you should take. So, that number is a real number. So if you was, like, to WhatsApp it, like, you know.
I was going to give it a call the other day, but I was like, I wasn't too sure. I was looking at it and I was like, the number seems legit, but I'm not too sure.
Like, it's a legit number. So, if people really wanted to help and stuff like that, and that's they could get in touch with us and we'll be there to, like, give advice. So, I just wanted to do an advert and wanted it to have a bit of comedy as well, you know, not so serious. And I watch a lot of, you know, like, Little Britain.
A lot of comedy.
Selector. Them kind of sketch shows. So it was just, like, a matter of, it was just something I've been itching to do.
Real McCoy.
Real McCoy.
That was
my show.
That was the one.
Oh, my gosh. Like, no. That was the show. I used to love
That was the show.
The Real McCoy. I was so devastated when it finished and it never ever tried to come back. I was just like, you know, so definitely like all of those kinds of shows like inspired me to.
So I could so would you say you would definitely, if you had the opportunity, you would want a comedy probably sketch of your own if BBC or someone came to you and said, yeah, cool.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely. Even like acting roles as well. I've always thought about doing that and I know I can do it. So why not? So if that opportunity did arise, I'd definitely be up for it. And I always think there's a way to incorporate everything I'm doing. So even if they were to approach me, it would probably also be not just from a comedic standpoint, but from a musical standpoint as well. Right. And it's about merging the things that I do because it comes from me. Mm. So there's no point in me trying to compartmentalize like, oh, I'm just this, oh, I'm just that. Like, this is me. And I'm embracing that more now because before I really was trying to suppress that and trying to be very like, right, let me just be this now. Right, no, I just need to do that now. And it's like, no, you can do it all. Right. Just get your diary sorted, love. Exactly. It's all right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't feel guilty or don't let other people tell you that, no, it should be only done that way when there's many ways to get to the same destination.
It's true. It's preach, girl.
Amen. Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Oh my gosh. So this is why I loved having you on the show, because you're just so just you. I love it. The vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
When are those coming back?
Don't make me laugh.
When are the vlogs coming
back? I'm working on it. Definitely, they need to come back.
I was watching. Again, like I said, I was doing the research and preparing for the podcast, but I was looking at the two episodes you put out, and I remember when you first dropped them as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, look, when I tell you I was a hardcore, I'm a hardcore fan. I ain't playing around. Yeah, I'm not playing around. I remember when you first dropped those episodes. So I was like, oh, and again, this was in I don't know what year this was. Probably about 2-3 years ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this was well before vlogging is as much popular than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were on it and as an independent artist doing it as well and showing the lifestyles and the highs and lows and everything else, and you were just like, yeah, I'm going out with my friends, and it was so cool. Do you know what I mean?
Did you like it really? Oh, that's great.
I loved it because it shows the reality of like what happens behind the scenes.
It's definitely been something that's in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to be getting onto that. And I'm so glad that you really like that, because, yeah.
Bring them back, man. Definitely bring them back.
I'm going to bring it back. Obviously, like, I think you don't really realise, because you're so used to Snapchat, you're used to Insta stories, so you kind of use that as your vlogging, but, like, no, actually having the actual separate vlog. Thing. Yeah, definitely. That will be coming back, eh?
Cool.
Real soon.
Cool. Fashion.
Eh.
I've seen you take some very, I would say, saucy pictures, but they're not saucy. They're elegant, but yet they get the point of what you're trying to do across, especially with the fashion shoots and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're a very bright, eccentric person anyway. So is there any, I don't know, merges or brands that you'd love to be like, yeah, I would love that brand to sponsor me or represent me, or I'd have my own kind of thing, or what would it be? There's a lot of questions in there, but you know.
Yeah, there are a lot of brands that I like, a lot. I really like Pretty Little Thing. I just think their stuff is just so cute.
Right.
It's affordable. You look nice, you know, and they cater for all sizes, all shapes. So I really like them. And Adidas. I've always loved Adidas. So definitely I would like to collab in the future. And I think those brands would definitely represent, you know, what I do. And I could definitely represent them as well. So yeah, there's lots of others as well, but I probably think those would be like my main two. Cool. Like once I'll be like, hey.
Yeah,
and I'll be looking cute as well, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and obviously like there's the big major brands like as well.
Right.
But yeah.
What major brands are you thinking of?
I do like, what do I like? I like Dior.
Okay.
I like Dior, from their perfumes to their bags.
Mm-hmm.
I do like them. Estee Lauder as well. I'd love to like have like a makeup brand collaboration with them. I think that would be.
Someone's got high taste, high standards.
Yeah, I do, I love their.
High standards is good.
Yeah, like that. I would really love to do, like, you know, just see me like modeling for them. Estee Lauder. Out now. Initially. Get it now. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I'd love to, you know, I'd love to see that advert. I would love to see just that advert. That,
and then at the end, be like, what? Like, an elegant way. Yeah, you know, coming to you like, what? Yeah. No. You have to give them the, what? You know? So, yeah, that would be dope.
That's good, man. Music. What's happening now? You've released Do What I Want. What's coming up next? Album, EP, more singles, more working with producers. What's coming on?
Everything, basically. Okay. Like, everything you said, there's going to be more music, more collaborations, more EPs as well. I'm going to be releasing... I'm working on EPs, basically. Mm-hmm. I want to do two. And I want the EPs to kind of reflect the different sides of me as well. So they're going to be, like, catered. I think with 2015 it was like a blend of everything, and now with this one I want it to be you could see maybe look at it as like an album, but I want it to be, you know, you see the different sides and you get the different vibes, and if you're in that kind of mood you'll go to that one. If you're in that kind of mood you'll go to that one. Cool. So yeah, that's what we're working on at the moment. I've got another single coming out soon.
Do you want to say what it is, or is it you going to wait? Or
we're going to wait. We'll wait.
But I will be pushing it on all social medias when it comes out.
Thank you, you know. No problem. But yeah, you get the exclusive, darling. Cool. That's going to be out soon. But yeah, right now we're just still working on promoting What I Want, and that's going really well. So yeah, I can't complain. It's just focusing now on more music. And now that I'm about, because I was doing a lot of traveling last year, so I wasn't, you know, getting to do as much as like creating music as I'd like for me. But now that I'm back here, I want to make sure that I get in with all my peeps and like we just create and just, yeah, kind of catch up. So yeah, it's good. I'm excited.
What are the so-called highs and lows for you in your career so far, or what you've experienced when it comes to even stuff like even making EPs, or, you know, do you have problems with now? I'm assuming you would work with the right producers, and but what were the things that you had before that you kind of like, you know, the journey you go through as an independent artist?
Oh,
come on, let it all out. One at a time.
There's so many. Like, I don't even know where to start, really. And sometimes I just think, like, what I've come to realise now is that it's going to sound strange, but you can't take it serious.
Yeah.
You can't. Because if you do, I'm telling you, like, with the music industry, it's not a game.
Yeah.
And if you're not mentally ready for it, it's going to be very difficult for you, like very, very difficult, because there's just so many different factors that come into play. Like, I've been through loads of things, like from songs going missing to you know, shoots going wrong, or spending money on things and then not turning out right, or they're not happening at all. So there's just so many different things, but I think the main thing throughout it is just dealing with the present and what you've got and trying to work out the solution rather than dwelling in the issue, because that's when you're going to find you're going to have more issues, more problems, and you're not going to be happy. And that's what I've learned over time, because some situations I've really let get to me and I've just said, you know what, bun this, forget it, I ain't doing it. Do you get what I mean? But deep down inside, I know tomorrow I'm back on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, right, if you know that you're going to continue doing this and you know that you're always going to have silly situations, what are you going to do?
It's true.
And the way I've come about it is just that, you know, you just deal with what's what, and again, just look at the solution rather than dwelling in the issue, because we know what the issue is. Right. Let's look for how we're going to fix it. And that's the way that I've been, you know, dealing with things. So it's been working, and I'm just glad as well, because I've learned so much along the way, along the journey. So even the rubbish, the bad, I appreciate, because of course, it's all a part of it. And you know, some of the stuff that did happen, if that rubbish didn't happen, it wouldn't have led to the greatness that's happening now. So, you know, I just take it how it comes, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good, because artists can be, and I say this all the time on all my podcasts, artists are very emotional people. Or creatives are very emotional people. know what I mean? In general, and we go through so many emotions within a day, like any little thing could make us go just up or down.
Yeah.
And we just have to just take it a day at a time. Do you know
exactly.
What I mean? Do you have a strong kind of team around you?
I do. Oh my God. If it weren't for that, like, I get on their nerves. I can imagine that. I proper get on their nerves. Hold tight, Larry, my manager. Mm-hmm. Hold tight, my squad, my girls, my mom.
Mumsy, shout out to Mumsy.
Mumsy, Danny, like my whole squad, like they just, they know me, innit? Mm. They know me. So they, when I'm just chatting, like, do you know what I mean? But when they know that I'm really like, they will give me the support I need. They've always been supportive, always. And I have to thank them because even in times where I didn't believe in myself, they always believed. Right. And I think that's what even kept me going. The fact of like, look, people believe in you. Mm. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Like, you know, and yeah, I really appreciate them for just being so supportive and continuing to be there for me and encouraging me and motivating me. And we work so well together. So yeah, the squad's tight. And obviously I got like my producer guys, like, my squad, hold tight Brutes, hold tight Nana, hold tight Footsteps, hold tight Hitty.
The whole clang, boy.
Hold tight all the producers that work, like everyone. There's so many people.
You've worked with a lot. You need to name drop. You've worked with a lot of people across like the world. Because you've done, because you're so versatile in so many different genres. Like, just start naming names. Just start.
Oh.
Artists, I don't care who they are, just name drop. People need to know.
I've done so much. Like, I've opened up for like Genuine.
Okay.
Jesse Boykins, Calvin Richardson. I've worked, like, I've done live performance with Lethal B before.
That must have been epic.
That was good. It was for Radio 1 Live Lounge.
That was dope.
Yeah, and we done a cover of Fast Cars by Tracy Chapman. Mm. That was really cool. Tiny. Was in the studio with Wizkid the other day. That was really cool. Troy Boy, Evil Needle, Clipson, Roundtree.
That's such a wide spectrum.
Jammer.
Of like,
there's just so many. Just so and wide. I feel bad because even as I'm saying the names, like, I'm just, there's so many people I've worked with. I love you guys all. Like, I love everyone. There's just so many. Like, and there's going to be more too.
Yeah,
that's why I'm just excited. And even people, to be honest, that I've known for years.
Right.
We still haven't had the chance to get in together. So those are things that I want to explore as well and make sure I just got something with everyone. Even if it's me helping them to write their track or they're doing a track for me, I can't wait to like just get active and be out there with everyone. So, yeah.
That's dope. Live shows.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you perform live yet.
Ooh.
But
hey.
I really want to. And I wanna see you do it with a band if possible.
Okay. I've done
And I'm sure you have already.
I've
but
done
I'm just
many.
Saying, I just wanna see you do it with a band.
With a band is the worst in the best way in terms
of. Oh yeah, it pushes you.
Oh my, I don't know what, like, I prefer live band over PA any day. It is just another feeling, like, and the band as well, when you've got your band and they're smashing
the right,
guys. Like, it's unstoppable.
Oh yeah,
it's like, it's proper unstoppable. Like, I can't wait to like get back out there. I'll be doing some shows soon. I'll be out with Roscar.
Mm-hmm.
His album's coming out real soon, and yeah, we're gonna be out on the road doing some live shows well, so that's gonna be really cool. But yeah, live band, definitely the best. Anyway, when I've got my next show with a live, I'm making sure you're there. It's an experience.
You heard that, guys. Guys, the witnesses.
These are my witnesses. I'm making sure he's there.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
it's an experience. Like, I like, that's why I love Beyonce so much.
Yeah, she's
because her shows, it's not just, we're doing a PA.
Mm.
It's an experience.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you can't see a band, it's still.
They're there, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so she definitely inspires me in terms of, like, you know, performance. And I have to thank Maxine. Shout out Maxine. She's known me from when I was a little ute because I started doing singing, like, classes with Maxine.
Right.
And it was like a nice little group thing. And there we learned how to sing, not just to sing like breathing techniques and all of that kind of stuff, but even in terms of stage performance, we learned how to walk across the stage.
Yeah,
if your music cuts out, tell a joke or sing a cappella or do this or do you know what I mean? To try and build rapport with the crowd and just valuable things that I've learned that up to this day, I still use. Exactly. So when it comes to live, I would say probably that's like where I'm most comfortable. Right. Like, and people even be like, oh, you sound better live. And I'm like, oh,
thanks.
Like,
yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's definitely an experience and yeah, I love it.
Cool. Right. Quick fire round questions. I got a bunch here. So I'm just going to go through them. All right. Favorite fast food place to eat?
Oh, that's a terrible question to ask. I don't know.
Give me three.
All right, Nando's, Wagamama's. I'm not saying McDonald's because McDonald's isn't one. Like, I'm not saying it. Nando's, Wagamama's, where else? Let's give it to McDonald's.
Go on then.
I can't think of another one.
Favorite ice cream?
Solero.
Song that reminds you of a relationship or past relationship? Go on. I know it's there.
I'm trying to think. It's going to sound so vague. Probably my track Better Me when I hear it. Yeah, because it's about someone. So cool.
Favorite TV show?
Ew. Oh, I don't know. I think at the moment it's I know actually. It's between ATL and Game of Thrones.
Yo, high five me. Game of Thrones.
I'm
still waiting for the last season. I'm still waiting.
I don't even want the last season to come because it's the last season.
Right.
And I know that after this we have nothing.
We have nothing.
We have to start at season one. Mm-hmm. I'm not even really too interested at the moment in the prequels and stuff like that. I don't know how I feel about it because Game of Thrones is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
How dare you? Give us some more.
It's true. And we're going to have to wait a while before it comes out.
Next year.
Yeah, I can't wait that long.
Next year.
I can't wait that long. It's too much.
No, because I've been watching all the spoilers and you know when they do their theories. Yeah, kind of need to know.
You need to know. Yeah, there's so many unanswered questions in that. And cliffhangers and whatnot.
I can't wait.
All right, this is going to be, I'm going to cause some problems now. Plantain. Thank you.
Sorry, you're Caribbean, right? Caribbean.
What part of the Caribbean are you from?
Jamaica.
I mean, this is why you're my girl. This
that's is why what you're I'm my saying. Own, you know? It's a plantain thing. I do understand, you know, the plantain side of things, you know, with the T-A-I-N. Mm-hmm. But we don't say mountain.
Exactly.
We say a mountain.
Right.
So plantain.
Exactly.
That's just me anyway.
I agree. We're from the same place, so.
And it takes longer to say plantain. Plantain.
Wow, you said it with a Nigerian accent, everything.
Hey.
That was good. That was actually good. Plantain.
Thank you.
That was good. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Which favorite Marvel movie so far?
Have
you seen the latest Avengers?
Wakanda Forever. I'm not going to lie though. I think it's between Black Panther and the first Avengers that blew my socks off.
All right.
So yeah, those are my faves.
Yeah.
But Black Panther, that was more than a film.
Oh yeah,
that was more.
That was message.
Than
that
a
was,
film.
That was message.
Do you get what
deep.
I'm saying?
That was
needed.
Yeah.
So
I came out of the cinema just like I actually learned something. Like.
Yeah, I came out proud, happy, clapping.
Exactly.
Saying I'm watching it again next week.
Oh yeah, definitely. Studio or live performance? Ugh. I know, tough, right?
I don't know. I feel they're two very... Can't compare because without studio, there's no live performance.
Very true.
Without live performance, you can't potentially, like, be in a... I don't know. To me, it doesn't correlate. I don't know. I guess it would be dependent on the day if I could be bothered. But even then, if someone said, oh, performance, bye, I would have to be at the show. So, you know.
Okay, that's 50-50. We'll 50-50. Go 50, we'll go with that one.
Equal love.
I don't even know. Dave Chappelle or Cat Williams?
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
They're both funny.
I know. But if you had a choice to go and see one of them at a live show and you had a ticket, which ticket would it be?
I know I would try and go to both.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Let me say Dave because I keep thinking about his sketches.
David's sketches were hilarious.
They were too much. So I'll go for Dave, but I would say Kat is just hilarious.
Yeah, as Kat, like, you'll come out with your rib like in your hand.
Do you get what I mean? Like either way, I know I would be happy.
That's true.
Either way. But I'm thinking more sketchy in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'll say Dave. I like Dave, but I love Kat too. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Cool. Do you watch the TV show Power?
Yes.
Okay. Tommy or Ghost?
In what? I think, like, what? To be my man or in what? None of them. I just like to watch.
Okay, cool.
What's going on for them? Like, both of them are just, they both got
their issues.
Their issues. Do you get what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to take on board either of their issues.
Okay.
You know?
Football or basketball?
Football.
Really? What team?
Arsenal.
You're an Arsenal girl. Gunners.
Gunners. Gunners. AFC all day. Thank you, please.
Thank you, please. iPhone or Samsung?
iPhone.
Come on
what
now.
What kind of question's
Come
that?
Come on now.
What kind of question's
Look,
that?
I want
my Snapchat to move with me, not after me. Then, no offense, Samsung users. Gosh. We love you guys. We do.
All right. You're left. Oh, my gosh. You're left on an island. And you can only bring three things, or you have three things with you. What would they be?
Some sort of music
device.
Can the charger be included with the music? All right,
I'll give that to you. That's all one.
That's one. Probably some Nando's.
I think like Nando's needs to sponsor you.
I think they should. I'm there, like, you know, proper representative. I don't even need a menu. You know when they come, you, please. I know what I want. Like, can I have, please? You know what I mean?
I don't need
the menu.
Right.
What else? On an island. That is just so not useful, though, isn't it? It's just nothing useful. Probably a lighter so I can make a fire.
Smart girl.
A full lighter.
Yeah, yeah,
because imagine if that light is empty. And
no, you ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah.
Twitter or Insta? Do you like to say how you feel on Twitter, or do you like to show?
I'm probably on Instagram more than Twitter nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am on Twitter, I enjoy it. I love it. So I'm going to.
Do you share rants on Twitter, or is it just your thoughts, or?
I used to be a ranty, but I don't like to rant anymore. I mean, I do, like, I have a little rant here and there, but I don't like to, I wouldn't want it on my timeline, so that when you're reading my timeline, it's just this. Obviously, sometimes I have a little, like, but it's majority of the time, I'm in a good mood. I'm trying to maintain that, and
I
want people to also be in a good mood as well. So I refrain. I try and, you know, refrain from, because I used to be that girl, like, Twitter beef and... All that back in the day, and it don't help your life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I've learned, like it's not for me. Like it's really not for me. And even in those times, I didn't really want to take it to Twitter, but I thought this is the only way I'm gonna get answers, y'all.
Right.
But I've so learned from that. It's just not me. But yeah.
Cool.
I'd say Insta.
All right. I'd say Insta as well for me.
Yeah, it's just
the first thing. Like
it makes me cry. Like something.
Yeah.
Like, that Missy Elliott, and she liked my comment. I nearly passed out, yeah.
Yo.
I nearly passed out. Like, she killed me the other day on Instagram. She done, with the Snapchat filter,
uh-huh.
She done Is It Worth It?
Yeah.
No, but if you heard the remix, oh my gosh. No, hey, I'll show it to you. No, I was it was
you gotta
like,
show me, you gotta show me.
I was crying.
Right.
I was crying. I don't know why I was laughing. So it was just so funny to me. Like
I'll watch it. Show me. Show me after the
show. Yeah, Insta just makes me laugh. But sometimes you see some rubbish on your thing, but it's life, innit? Just like with Twitter, you go in there, see some random tweet and just like, whatever. So, yeah.
Cool. Are you a morning person or a night person?
Night. It's weird. Okay. I can be a morning person, but I'm more at night. I'm like, but it's the wrong time because I know I've got to wake up early anyway.
Right.
So, but yeah, I would say I'm more of a night person, but I do get up when required in the morning.
Cool. Top three 90s singers, your favorite 90s singers. Or performers in general.
90s. Erykah Badu.
Ooh.
I love her. Erykah Badu, Jill Scott.
Hey!
I love Jill
Come
Scott.
Come on, three for three. Knock them out of the park.
And Lauryn. Lauryn Hill.
Man.
Like, they're just so dope. That's all of them. Yeah. And you know, especially what I like with Lauryn Hill as well. They tried to, showed a video of her when she was younger at the, I think she was at, I can't remember what event it was. Right. Or it was like a big American talent show or something. Mm. And like, people were booing her, like, for her singing. Like, and it just goes to show that when you persevere, you just continue, you continue to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to like just smash it with her album.
Right.
And obviously with the Fugees. And yeah, it's just inspiring because people think that sometimes you're just meant to come out the bag, like hey, I'm the best.
Right.
And it doesn't work it like doesn't that. Like work. Everyone starts from somewhere and everyone has to develop. Even your favorite, had to start from somewhere to develop. So, yeah, it's just inspiring. And I love those three. They've always inspired me to, like, do music and also be different with it as well because they're not necessarily part of the pop grain. Do you know what I'm saying? They've always stuck to what they like and have been true to themselves. And that's what I like to think that I do. So, yeah, those are, like, I'd say my top three.
Cool. Kind of moving on from that as well, adding to it, I know you have a huge kind of, not crush, maybe you do, but I know you're a big fan of Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
see what I mean? See how the giggle came out there? Wow. A huge, so.
I love Kendrick so much. Right. Like, I feel like he's my musical brother and... Yeah, we're going to be in the studio soon. I can just feel it in my heart.
That would be great.
And the tune
I'd
is going to be absolutely
I'd love to hear that song.
Mental.
I'd love to hear that song.
It's going
to
be great. I'm claimed. It's been claimed.
Pull it out there. Pull it out there.
Hey, Kendrick. See you soon, my G. Like.
Right.
Yeah, I proper do. He's like, I think he's amazing. I do. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's set in stone. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, I like if yeah, I'm proper one of those like you can't really diss Kendrick. I won't really accept it at all. None.
What about J. Cole?
I love J. Cole too. I really love J. Cole. Like, especially see like his new
Album is
It's fire. I love J. Cole. I really do. He's another one that I think just stays true to who they are, what they do, and they're not trying to outdo or be this or I want that. They're just doing themselves being them exactly. So
cool. And last but not least, pet peeves. I'll tell you what my one is. One that drives me up the wall, and I see it all the time. People that ride bicycles and smoke at the same time. It baffles me. Why would you do that?
Like how do you do it?
How?
Are they doing one hand like...
No, they actually got the fag in their mouth and they're riding their bike and they're... it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that... I can feel the... No. You need to have a hand available so you can... Not... what do you do?
I just
what
don't get that. That's my pet peeves. One of my pet peeves. What's one of yours?
What's mine? What annoys me? It's so strange. I don't think about these things until it happens.
Yeah.
When something happens.
Trust, it's going to happen on the way home. Watch. After it this probably thing, you go will. Home, you're like, oh, that's what you should have said that on the podcast.
It probably will. All right. Here's one that happened today. Like, I was trying to... The Uber.
Oh, right.
I was trying to explain to him that where I am, you can actually park here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't park there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was just annoying. Like, you know when you're trying to, like... I guess maybe your peeve is when you're trying to help and they're not on it at all. But then I guess people could say that for everyone. People might say that about me, but... No, I know what I want. Know what I want.
Hey!
Do you get what I'm saying? But I don't really have pet peeves. I guess it's just as and when. And I try not to let anything just annoy me.
Thank you for coming on the show. It was a
Thank
great...
Thank you for
like,
having me.
Oh, it was my pleasure, man.
Like,
I've been
so
wanting
much.
To this for so long, and it's finally happened. I can tick it off the bucket list now. Hey. Like, of my podcast bucket list.
Tick.
Tick.
Hey, that's
all right,
wicked.
Cool. Let people know before you go where they can find you, social medias, all that stuff.
Yeah, so first thing, you can check out my website. That's www.alishalee.com. And Alisha spelled A-L-E-I-S-H-A. And then mm-hmm. L-E-E. You can also check me out on Instagram, and that's again Alisha Lee. Facebook, Twitter, Alisha Lee UK. SoundCloud, Alisha Lee. And YouTube, Alisha Lee.
Great, fantastic. Okay, thanks for joining us. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Swag.